Glenn Academy Red Terriers Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Sea Palms Realty, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Collision, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Bob Black.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bob Black, along with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. You're listening to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Red Terrier Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Sea Palms Realty, Jessup Furniture Outlet, Golden Isles Collision, Cunningham Jewelers, and by I-95 Toyota. And now join us is the head coach of the Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo. Hey, Coach.
Get less and less applause in this thing when we do it, Bob. I'm just telling you.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a big old crowd here in your office in the field house. So, but, you know, it's kind of like the crowd we had up in Winder this week. I counted them, and I saw you go over and give a shout-out to them and thank them for coming. But during the film, I think I counted roughly 55 fans that traveled up there. No band, no cheerleaders. Yeah, so we were kind of on our own up there.
It was weird because their PA announcer was out, and so it was quiet. Their band didn't play a whole bunch. That was the thing. It was just kind of like it was just us playing. The two teams out there playing and a bunch of people watching. I appreciate all the folks coming. Honestly, I thought that was a pretty good crowd for the number of people to get all the way up there. For a regular season game.
Yeah, so that it was senior night for them. I think a lot of teams are moving their senior nights up to make sure it gets in before in case they pull the plug on the season. And, they couldn't even announce their seniors out there. Before the game, we were waiting for the PA, and we waited. So finally they put the players back in. But, maybe the PA was an indication. I'd heard you – or I'd heard someone say earlier that it was an ugly win. And you want to touch on that a little bit? It's a win. A win's a win.
It was as ugly as you can get right there, man. That was Saturday night, 4 a.m. in the morning ugly. We walked out and we didn't play particularly well. And, I don't think it had people, because of the bus ride. I don't think it had anything to do with the bus ride. I just don't think we were particularly attentive at practice. And we played like we practiced. And I told the kids during the week, you guys are going to go up there and stink the joint up, and I was right, and so hopefully we'll learn from that. One of the things teams have to do is they have to they have to mature over the course of a year, and when I say mature, they have to things like being able to handle a long bus ride, but also be able to come back and duke it out on a Friday night. We played a very physical game versus Camden County, but we have to come back from a game like that and practice on Monday. We just can't, give up a week of practice because we felt like we played hard. So we're still learning those things, and it's a process, and hopefully we'll get there and we'll learn those things and move forward.
Well, watching the film, they weren't really setting the woods on fire either with their performance and their execution, so it probably helped us out in the long run. We put play into the level of competition, as some people would say, and it seemed like that what we were doing.
Yeah, a little bit like that. And then I think their kids played hard. I think our kids played hard. We just neither team played particularly well.
Execution.
Yeah, and it was a physical game. I thought they were physical up front. I felt like we came off the ball, defensive side of the ball, at times on the offensive line. But we just couldn't put two good plays back-to-back from a lot of – and it wasn't anybody's fault. It was everybody from the offensive line, receivers, running backs, quarterbacks. Everybody was making mistakes and things we got to fix.
Yeah, this is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, we jumped on the board early, Coach, when Cameron Joseph, our 5'9", 150-pound safety, is having a good year so far. And I'm not sure if people realize he's a brother of Preston Joseph that signed with Lenore Ryan, didn't
yep,
he?
That's
he's
correct.
Doing a
yep.
good job up there. Did he graduate last year, Preston?
No, he's still got playing.
Senior. Yep. All right. Back to Cameron, back to the little brother. But he just came off the corner. And it's kind of untouched. Looked like you took it off the punter's foot.
Yeah, we had kind of game planned that up. We saw their protection, and we lined him on the slot and brought him in from an outside receiver position. We didn't think they would pick him up, and they kind of rubbed me to the right there. We were right, and we hit it in the mouth, and luckily got a big play out of it.
Yeah, after after Cameron punted, it just kind of bounced up at him, and he scooped and scored for the first seven. And so we're up 7-0 fairly early into the game, and that's big. And while we're talking about special teams, it looked like special teams kind of improved a little bit this week.
Getting better outside of the stupid call for the fake field goal.
Well, we're going to get to that here.
I got a note right here on that. We'll skip that part.
You didn't fool anybody.
Bennett punted the ball well. I felt like our kickoff coverage was pretty good. We had one that popped, but we kind of got out of our lanes a little bit, but overall our coverage was good. We still got to work our protection on our punt team. We're not doing a very good job with the shield and protection, but overall it was better.
It's kind of kicking by committee this year, which is kind of new for us. And Bennett had 7 punts for an average of 37.5 average, had 2 inside the 20 and 1 inside the 10, and he seemed to turn the field for us all night when we really needed him to do it.
He was big. I mean, he really was. He punted it. He pinned him down and put the ball where we needed to go. A couple really nice coffin corner kicks. Got the ball out in a hurry, so it was a big night on his part.
Yeah, we've got, I guess, Cody Arnold, a sophomore, doing the kickoff, the deep kick for us. Yep. And getting a good hang time. He's putting them down to about the 4, but, you know, on 2 different occasions, the kickoff team stopped him once on the 29 and once on the 16, and that 16 was a big play for the kickoff coverage.
Yeah, and Cody's got a big leg. He's just young. He's still, in practice, he hits in the end zone, over and over again. So I think he's going to continue to develop that, and hopefully in the next few weeks, you'll start seeing more touchbacks out of him.
Yeah, and while we're on the kicking by committee, you've got a senior, Cameron Menendez, who's kind of paid his dues with the program. He started out as a freshman, liked to hit me in the head standing behind. I liked to strangle him. But he getting an extra point and seemed to be getting a little more confidence and getting a little better in the extra point.
He's getting there, and we get Jonathan Sasser back this week. And Jonathan's the guy we really expected to do the extra point and field goal place kicking duties. And so we get him back this week. So hopefully that part starts shore up and everything will start to come together.
Yeah, and one more thing I wanted to mention on the special teams while we're there is your punt returning, Navarius Williams. Nobody knows him by that name. Everybody knows him by Snooty.
Yeah.
But he fielded some punts and some tense situations where we needed him to catch the ball and did a good job out there. And he's liable to go at any time if he gets a hole.
Yeah, we're working our return game because we feel like we have some big plays back there with him. And he had a tough night versus Camden County and bounced back. And had a good night in coverage and offensively all the way around versus Winder Barrel.
Now, offensively, he's a wide receiver, using a slot back, a dive back.
He plays wide receiver slot, and he plays he's obviously
wherever we need
corner.
Him.
Yep.
Okay, that works. Why don't we go ahead and take a break? You got more to come on the Red Terror Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsor.
Joint problems don't just cause pain. They can also cause you to miss out on the things that matter most. Luckily, there's Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our team of board-certified orthopedic surgeons and physicians perform more than 2,000 joint procedures every year. We'll create a custom plan just for you using the latest treatments and technology, including Mako Robotic Arm Assisted Surgery. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
It's that time again. Time to support your Glen Academy Red Terriers. Peachtree Pest Control is a proud supporter of high school athletics in Glen County and a proud sponsor of the Glen Academy Red Terriers Show. And remember, we are here for all of your pest control needs. Check us out at peachtreepest.com or give us a call at 855-3-PEACHTREE. And let's go, Terriers! The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glen County Athletics. Let's go, Terriers!
All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal, J. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
All right, welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Cunningham Jewelers, and the Golden Isles Pharmacy. All right, Coach, coming right back in, they got their first score at 11:45 in the second when TJ got stripped by their man-child, number 54, Jay Merrifield. He stripped him and rumbled 50 yards down the sideline for a touchdown. I wouldn't want to get in front of him and stop him. It looked like our guys did either.
No, I mean, man, bear, pig. That sucker is he was a heck of a player. He's one of the best players I've coached against in a long time. I'm telling you, he was disruptive. He gave us fits. We thought he was going to play defensive end, and they put him at defensive tackle. And man, he causes some problems in there for sure.
Yeah, he was all over the field for sure. And the big kids, I'm sure he'll be getting. You think he'll go D1? Is he big enough?
He's committed to Florida Atlantic. And, man, I'm going to tell you, Georgia Tech right down the road missing the boat on that kid. I'll tell you right now. Georgia Tech, that sucker can play. He reminds me of a kid I had. It was a four-year starter at Vanderbilt. It's an all-SEC kid. Played, got a cup of coffee in the NFL, Kyle Westman. He's built like him and plays like him. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he was all over the field, and then, he did a good job. But we got the ball back. Got the ball down to 11 with a great pass from TJ to a 49-yard pass to Marion Hayes that put the ball on 11. It looked like we were in good shape to punch it right back in and get another score out of it. So
yes.
So
so again, we struggled like the negative plays. I mean, we kind of crammed it down there a little bit, but, man, they were able to get some negative plays, get some penetration, and made it tough on us down there.
Yeah, so here's what we call timeout. And this is our fake field goal coming up, and it really didn't surprise anyone, but we missed a block that was a big key coming off the corner there.
Yeah, well, the timing, I wanted to talk about it, and then I decided that we're going to kick the field goal. It was a tough angle for the field goal kicker, because then when you're on that, when you're tight down, we're on like the 3-yard line from the left hash. That's a really tough angle. So that's the first thing. So I was worried about kicking that thing in there, and I was worried they hit some height in there in the middle, and Cameron had been kicking kind of a low ball. Worried about that ball getting blocked and a return on it. But we felt like we had the fake on it, and really when we blocked it, we blocked the wrong guy. Number two, the guy who ran in there and slammed Cameron on his head, was the guy we should have been blocking. We actually blocked the field goal. The block guy, the guy who's going to come off the edge and try to block the kick, and he runs himself out of the play. We should have blocked number two. So that was an execution error. I felt like we had a chance to get it, but it is what it is. It's one of those things that if I had to do it again, I'd probably put the offense out and run a play.
Yeah, and well, you're out of town, you're non-region game, you know, let's go for it, work on it. I agree. But so we end up holding them at halftime. It's 14-7. Come out at halftime, get the ball back. We started on our own 4-yard the first play, and we lost 2 yards. And that's where one of the plays where Bennett Colbert comes up with a big kick coming out of the end zone. He kicked it from the 24. Actually, it, with the roll and everything, it was a 64-yard punt that turned the field. I mean, that was big.
Big game. Yeah. It was a big play in the game because it flipped the field position. Our defense was playing really, really well, but, I mean, the field position is everything. It allows you to be more aggressive defensively. It limits how aggressive a lot of times on offense is. Bennett played really well on Friday night.
Yeah, I think he has his career game so far. You're listening to the Red Terrace Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, they get the ball, run two plays, and I think we may have lost one of our good players here on this particular play, but they ran – it wasn't nothing but it looked like just a fly down the sidelines, and Jaden Drayton was in good position to make the catch. Went to plant his foot to turn, and knee collapsed on him. Well, they catch it for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Tied up 14-14.
Yeah, it was tough on a lot of reasons, but, you know, the biggest issue there is Jaden Jaden was in good position for the ball. The ball was kind of underthrown. He stopped to come back for it, and just kind of his knee buckled on him, unfortunately. Looks like he's going to be gone for the year with a knee injury. So, you know, that's sad. Feel for him. He's a, you know, great kid, great player. But, man, such a good person.
He does everything you ask him to
does.
Do.
He does. I mean,
as a leader.
Yeah, I can't tell you how bad I feel for him.
He's just a junior, though, right?
No, he's a senior. Yeah.
Oh, he's a senior? Yeah. So he's done for the year.
Yep, that's it. So. Yep.
Wow, that is tough. It's tough. We needed him, you know, as an athlete. So. Yep. But when coming out of their offense, they changed it up a little bit on us in the second half. They kind of jumped into the Wildcat formation a little bit. Had you seen that before on tape?
Yeah, they run a little bit here or there on film. But, you know, that's not really so much what they had done. But they got into it in some short yardage situations.
Yeah. They didn't stay in it very long. So, second half, after they jumped into the Wildcat and then you swapped it up. But we did have a touchdown call back in the third. Jaden Drayton on a 68-yard pass it was a jet sweep, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, it was jet sweep with a great block by Caden Hutchison on the corner. That helped score him. Yep. But they called it back. What was it, a clip?
Block in the back.
Was that on Caden right there?
Down there. It just is what it is. I mean, you get one of those things where they come in, and I don't know if I ever got a number on it. They gave me a number on it, but it was on Demarion Hayes later on down the field. That one was Demarion. Blocked it kind of down the field, and it was
unnecessary.
It was a good block on his part. He was locked up with a kid, and the kid kind of Jaden reversed field, and so when the kid reversed field, he kind of spun around in his hands. He was already locked up. It shouldn't have been a penalty, because once you're kind of engaged, if somebody turns their back, it's not supposed to be a block in the back. But you know, it is what it is. Those things happen, and unfortunately, you know, I didn't particularly like the call, but. It happened.
Yeah, and there's nothing you can do about it. We had another little. It just crossed my mind, but you know, we're used to having being able to play the kicking ball, and they wouldn't allow us to run our kicking ball in, and that you know our guys are complaining about the kicking ball situation.
Yeah.
And that's another is what it is. But
yeah.
I mean, is that a official game call? Because how did that work out?
I've coached 25 years, and 25 years I've had like. You know, in I guess 12 years as a head coach, I've had like two or three officials that won't let you substitute a kicking ball. I don't understand why some guys, I don't think it's expressly written in the rule they have to let you do it. I don't understand why guys don't. 99.9% of officials do.
Yeah.
But they would not let us put a kicking ball in. That, I can think of that happening twice since I've been here.
Yeah, pre-game, always for pre-game, the officials will come up and they want your game balls, they want your kicking balls.
Yep.
And they'll put a little K or something on it because they want to check the pressure on it to make sure it's not below pressure or whatever to give the kicker advantage. So.
Yeah, and they check the kicking balls before games. So
exactly.
To me, if you're going to check kicking balls, you're saying you're going to let kicking balls in, but they didn't.
Yeah. Is what it is.
Yep.
Favorite saying. Okay, we'll be right back with Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Adago. I screwed it up last week, too.
It's all right.
On the Bishop Media Sports Network.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. C-Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, C-Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660 and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center. Friendly, honest service. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Terrors!
All right, welcome back to the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black. This segment is brought to you by I-95 Toyota, C. Palms Realty, Jessup Furniture, and by Golden Isles Collision. All right, Coach, they get a possession late in the game, and they come out, and we hook them down the end zone. They're kicking out of their end zone, and we get the ball in pretty good field position back late in the game, not late in the game, midway through the fourth, I guess, or early in the fourth. And we tried a little razzle-dazzle with the throwback to TJ. You're not scared to do a little razzle-dazzle, are you?
Chase isn't scared to do a little razzle-dazzle.
You knew the call.
So I do get the calls. I know I don't get headsets, but Coach Perry gives me the calls beforehand. Yeah. I think you got to let guys call the game. So there have been a few times. There's sometimes I'll walk in, hey, do this, run this. But not very often. I think you got to let your coaches coach. I like doing things like that, so I always
think the kids like it.
I encourage them to do things like, we're going to do the worm on a play or something like that. I come up with stupid ideas of my own to do. Usually they don't work, but they're fun to do anyway.
Well, we didn't explain what it was. It was actually a double pass to where TJ hits a Jaden on the corner and then runs back to the left, and it's a double pass. Actually, it's a it's a lateral. The second pass is a lateral. TJ outran his blocking just a little bit, and they tackle him. But two plays later, he takes it's just a direct snap in the center, goes to the left side, probably the C gap, whatever, scoring on a 25-yard touchdown, puts us up 21-14 somewhere. And so we're looking pretty good right there and feeling pretty good with the way defense are playing about the game.
Yep. So. We felt like I told the kids at halftime, I felt like one more score would win the game. I was hoping we'd play better in the second half. My goal was to come out and get a score early, get up on them so we could relax. Obviously, that didn't happen. We were kind of knotted up at 14 there for a while. But once we felt that we had that score, I mean, of course, you're it's a one-play game. I mean, it really is. You have somebody fall down, touchdown, you're back tied 21-21. And we have to play better. We got to play better on offense. And be more productive. We weren't real productive on Friday night. We just got work to do.
Well, and you say it's a one-play game, and the next kickoff would indicate that when he runs it back to probably our 35 or 40, somewhere in there. But, your senior linebacker, Miles Smith, number 44, strips him and gets the ball back, and now we're going the other way and feeling a little bit better.
Have a chance to put the game away, and we don't. That's difficult. We've got to do a better job of those things. There's a lot of things that we could have done better on Friday night.
On TJ's run, I forgot to mention that he had a pretty good downfield block by your junior wide receiver, Connor Lovelace, who at least had a hat on hat. Yeah. It wasn't a pile-driving block, but it got in the way of those DB that allowed TJ to score.
He's playing hard, doing a good job for
him. Yeah, he is doing a good job. After Miles stripped it, two plays later, we fumble. And give the ball back to him. And, I'm thinking, here we go. Yep. I'm thinking Lee County or some nonsense, the way we just got – things aren't looking pretty good at that point. So, and they had a drive, but they were trying to move the ball, but an unusual interception by Joseph Beckham, quarterback scrambling, finds his receiver over the middle, wide open, catches the ball, falls down, ball bounces up two or three feet in the air. Joseph Beckham leaves his feet, makes a great interception to seal the game for us.
Hey, man, they got to make mistakes, too. It is what it is.
Exactly.
We made enough on our end, and luckily they gave it back to us.
Yeah.
And we could put raise our helmets in the air a little bit and celebrate. So,
Miss Gina Churchwell, who is I mean, you wear so many hats with us, Gina, that it's just, it's difficult to put a title on it. What would you call your title with the program?
Well, I think my most important title is academic coach, because when you get right down to it, the boys are going to pour their heart and soul into the game on the field, but if they're not doing the same thing in the classroom, then it ends at graduation.
Right.
And that's
right.
Not what we're looking for.
Right.
We're not trying to build players. We're trying to build men, and men are educated.
Right. Do you have a dedicated study hall times or days or anything like that?
We do. Our academic football program actually has different academic focuses for each grade level. Ninth grade, we focus on study hall twice a week.
Mondays and Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm. Mondays and Wednesdays. Coach Riles. Yeah, we'll have them in there in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Coach Riles covers one, and then I cover the other. In 10th grade, we work on PSAT testing. That's in partnership with the counseling department. Those tests will tell us how well the boys will do on their SATs and ACTs, and what we need to work on between now and the time that they actually take those tests.
So the PSAT is basically
it's a practice.
It's
100% practice.
Yeah. And that's a long test. How long does that take?
It usually takes a good 2 or 3 hours.
Right.
And the SAT and the ACT are both even longer than that. But the school covers the cost on that testing for those 10th graders.
The PSAT.
So we make sure that they
take advantage of it.
The other thing we look at trying to do during the 10th grade year is if they think they're planning to play any sort of college sport, we need to get them signed up with the NCAA Clearinghouse.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can go ahead and do that in the 10th grade, that's just one less thing to have to worry about later. So that's when we put that on the...
Is the football program the only really programs you work with in the system? Do you work with the basketball teams or the track teams? Or?
Actually, any athlete at Glenn Academy is welcome to come and talk to me if they need help signing up for the SAT or the ACT.
Gotcha.
If they need help with signing up with the Clearinghouse. We've worked with basketball pretty extensively. We've worked with a couple soccer players. We've worked with some cross-country kids. You know, if you need help navigating that, getting into a testing situation or getting into the NCAA Clearinghouse, I am more than willing to help you.
To come to get it worked out.
For sure.
So, do they come see you during the day? I mean, is that a post-school thing for study hall? Or
The study hall for the ninth graders is only on Monday and Wednesdays after school.
Right.
But during the school day, any student can come. During their lunchtime, they can't, come out of class, but during their lunchtime, they can come and work with me in a study hall tutorial type situation. Additionally, we do grade checks every 4.5 weeks. We work with parents and teachers to help the students complete projects and assignments. We do counseling for after high school. You know, not every kid's going to go to college. Not every kid's going to play.
Right.
But, we make sure they understand the benefits of technical colleges.
I was going to ask you that. Are you making them aware of the technical opportunities out there?
And I'm super proud that we have at least one or two players every year that choose to serve their country.
Absolutely.
And they come back and talk to us on campus and, let us know what a good option that was for them. So
I've taken a couple to the recruiter over the years that mm-hmm. would come up and start talking to me about, and I would say, sure, let's ride down and have a conversation.
But
absolutely.
Doesn't cost anything to have a conversation.
Okay. All right. Gonna have to sign out here. Anything else we need to know about your academic program? And
We've been working at it for about 6 years. Over 100 seniors have worked with our program, and over 95% of them have graduated with a plan.
Wow. You do a great job. Really do a great job of keeping our kids in school and keeping them academically eligible.
Well, it's not just me. Coach Hidalgo said this is what was important to him, and we built the program around that desire. Jennifer Anderson is our lead tutor, and our staff at GA really supports our team and our boys. So,
Perfect.
It takes a team to grow a team.
Well, thank you for what you do. You're doing a fantastic job. Coach, any final words before we get out of here?
Just going to enjoy the rest of this off week, try to get a little better, and get ready for Coffee County next week.
Yeah, next week we'll take a look at Coffee County and see what they got in store for us. They're usually pretty good, usually pretty big. We're going to have to play to beat them. So.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Thanks for joining us for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black. Come get me, Mother. I'm through.